Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
So our scripture today is from the prophet Amos. So we return to the prophet Amos. We're beginning with the fifth chapter, verses 14 and 15, and finishing up with 21 through 24. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, just as you have said. Hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. I hate and despise your festivals. I take no delight in your solemn assemblies, even though you offer your burnt offerings and grain offerings. I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melodies of your harp, but let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. My friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So Amos, as I told the kids, is a reluctant prophet. He is pressed into service to be a prophet to Israel before they're taken into captivity. I wonder how much of that word you heard this morning kind of ring through. As I've said, there's no new story in the Bible. God tells us about God and God's experiences and our experiences with God. So Amos is a fruit farmer. He's a shepherd. And he's also from Judah, that's the southern region, who's now been pressed into service to prophesy to Israel before the Babylonians take over. You remember that, where they transport 3/4 of the residents to Babylon and leave the rest enslaved. Amos's message is meant to be a wake-up call, letting the Israelites know if they don't straighten up, bad things are coming. And we know what happens, right? They weren't fooling God with their pious worship. And God says, unless you are willing to work for justice, seeking out what is good and rejecting evil behavior, you'll be doomed. So the text says God simply rejected their offering and then reminds them that God's justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like ever-flowing streams. I don't know about you, but this text is bothersome to me. I wonder if you hear the words and begin to wonder about the world we live in right now. I do. I wonder what God is thinking, as it doesn't look like a lot of justice is being established around the United States, and even more so with our Cuban sister congregation. The amount of injustices they are facing is incredible. So what is it that God wants? So in between the passages that we've read this morning from Amos, there's a laundry list of wrongdoing. Israel is cheating the weak, crushing the needy. There's violence against those that are considered weak and poor. They're selling innocent children, and you can read that as girls, for silver. And they're dishonoring their religious leaders. Then they worship on the Lord's day like they're so devout. And the bottom line, God is not happy. And it makes me wonder what God is thinking about our world right now. You see, we seem to lean towards violence, thinking that a gun will solve whatever problem it is out there. We don't think anything about crushing anyone who is needy or blaming them for the situation they're in. Human trafficking is at an all-time high, asterisk outside of the slavery years. It bothered me when there were suggestions that those people that marched at the No King's March are being silly. Because, of course, we don't have a king. Bit arrogant on their part. Or they're just not listening. And a couple weeks ago, a fellow Presbyterian pastor and a friend, the Reverend David Black, was shot in the face with tear glass and plastic bullets while wearing a clerical collar and trying to pray outside the detention center in Chicago. That's not very far away from us, my friends. And it seems to me there's some striking similarities to the world of the Israelites and the world we're living in right now. So what do we do? There were words of encouragement in this text. Did you catch them? Seek good, not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you. Hate evil. Love good. Establish justice in the gate. Don't know about you, but that feels like good advice for the world we're living in right now. Not easy by any stretch of the imagination, but good advice. I do think there's several ways that we here at First Pres can lean into justice right now. If you haven't noticed, we're collecting warm winter items for the Immigrant Center. And I want to let you know that there's a new partnership with Dream that's being emerged. Because did you know that more than half of our dream kids, our kids that are here Monday through Friday here at this site for after school, are SNAP kids. That means their moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and whoever else is caring for them is having a really hard time putting food on the table. In some ways, it's become quite a political football. So Dream asked if they could use Centennial Hall on Wednesdays for a dinner. Right now, it's a catered dinner, but we're hoping to expand that. Last Wednesday, they fed 100 people for their first time. If it feels like this might be something you want to be part of as we move from catered, which is more expensive than we preparing it in-house, I want to let you know you can write a check. Write Dream in the memo, and we'll make sure it goes to the right account. But also know the longer these families do not receive SNAP benefits, the deeper and deeper they're going to go. By the way, in case you didn't know, most of our SNAP parents are working. Many of them two households, mom and dad, both working, and they still qualify for SNAP. So as it goes, we're looking at what else we can do as a church to help, particularly as these dollars get bantered back and forth instead of in their pockets. So stay tuned. I was struck by this part that ends the text today, that God doesn't want pious-faced Christians coming into the worship space, offering up platitudes to God. The truth of the matter is, God isn't fooled, my friends. God knows what's in our hearts. And God is asking each of us to be instruments of justice and peace, to stand on the side of the poor, the immigrant, the needy, to be willing to bridge the divide with righteousness. So let the waters of justice roll down. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.